How does faith come? How does it work? Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares the importance of implementing faith to fulfill God's call on our lives. Now, here's Gloria.
We're going to talk about faith, and we're going to talk about, you know, kind of we started out, and this is where I've been heading, and we talked about the different things, about how the word is stolen from us, and we want to be good ground for the word. We want to hear the word, do the word, receive the word, do the word, and so we can't be good ground for the word if we don't put the word in our ground, right? The word of God goes in our eyes, in our ears, it gets in our heart. And when it gets in our heart, and when it gets there in abundance, it just sort of becomes the steward of our lives. We do what's in there. And if you're just starting out, you mess up, you flub up, don't worry about it. Just keep going. And we have to, you know, we make mistakes. None of us are perfect. What do we do when we make a mistake? What do when we fall short of the glory and we fall short of obeying the word? We jump right back in the river. We get right back in the word. We repent and we go right back in the word. You say, well, I've done that over and over. Well, what the answer is to get full of the word and keep it that way. Stay full of the word. So today I want to just talk to you. Let's look at Luke 6. We'll repeat just a little bit. Luke 6, 43. And I'll read it out of the Amplified today, I think. Let me get both my swords out here. Good ground. We want to be good ground for the Word of God. Luke 6, 43. Let's look at it. I'm going to read it in the King James. For Jesus said to us, for every tree is known by its fruit. And he's talking about, of course, people here. He's using trees for an example. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. I mean, whatever's in your heart, that's what you're going to gather. Whatever you've put in your heart, if you've put stupidity in your heart from the world, that's what's going to come out. The world's crazy. And you're not going far supernaturally following what they say. They don't know anything about sin. They don't know anything about righteousness. They know how to sin, but they don't know how not to sin. So it's whatever is in there is going to come out. A good man, and we were talking about good ground, stony ground, wayside ground, all the kind of ground, and we've covered that. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. We store up whatever we store up from the Word of God. If we are in a mode of salvation and that's all we know how to make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, and we do that, what happens? Well, we get born again. He becomes the Lord of our life. We go to heaven when we leave here. But what about the rest of the time? So you've got to keep planting. You've got to keep sowing what you want. If you want peace, get the peace scriptures. Sow peace scriptures in your eyes and your ears. If you want finances, you sow the finance scriptures in your eyes and ears. Thank God that we can do that. Thank the Lord that He wants us to prosper. Why in the past have people in the church thought that God was against their having anything? They're against their prosperity because the Word of God had not been sown in their eyes and their ears, but only tradition. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Who puts treasure in your heart? You do. How? By what you put before your eyes and your ears. That's how things get in your heart. That's how sin gets in your heart. That's how hate gets in your heart. That's how love gets in your heart. How faith gets in your heart. How prosperity gets in your heart. So the deal is, where am I going to put my eyes? Because that is your future, whatever you put there. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Abundance. Now, if you've got poverty in you in abundance, you're going to have to replace it with an abundance of prosperity and blessing. Boy, I tell you, we're getting this on the blessing. Everybody's preaching on the blessing. The blessing is what causes prosperity. And so you're going to have to plant that. You're going to have to dig out those old roots. You could be raised in a family that didn't believe God could do anything, but they believed that Jesus was Lord. So you're going to have to plant some word in there. So whatever is planted in there, a lot of times, you know, you have to dig up those old seeds that you've lived, maybe your parents believed and put into you. Just dig them up, throw them out. When you catch yourself saying things that you know are against the Word of God. Now, how are you going to know what's against the Word of God? You got to spend time in it. If you don't spend time in it, and I'm telling you, you can't get it all in a lifetime. I've been studying the Word faithfully for maybe 42 years or so. And I don't have it yet. I have to still get in it daily. I rarely miss a day of the Word. And it keeps talking to me, and I keep seeing new things, and it keeps correcting me and getting me going down the straight line. It's wonderful when God begins to reveal the Word to you, because this is you He's talking about. This is you that He says He'll meet your needs according to His riches and glory. Or that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. I never get tired of hearing about good things for Gloria. Hallelujah. So I'm never bored with the Word. I think, oh yeah, that's right. You know, you can let things slip too if you don't feed your heart continually. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Glory to God. What we say in abundance, what's in our heart in abundance comes out. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep. That would be us. And laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against it. And the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it. For it was founded upon a rock. We want to be that man whose house could not be shaken. And what was what caused that to be? Because he had the Word. He had the foundation of the Word of God. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built his house upon the rock, and against which the stream did beat vehemently. Both of them experienced a storm. But one man's house was not shaken. But what about this other fellow? And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Glory to God. Which one do we want to be? We live in a crazy, mixed up world. A goofy world. A dangerous world. Oh, well, I mean, you know, the newspapers and the news are full of dangerous things. Storms. More tornadoes than we've ever heard of before. More storms. Why? Well, we're getting close to the end. But our house can be built upon the rock. And no matter what kind of storms, spiritual storms, natural storms, financial storms come, the man whose house is on the rock is going to weather the storm. Glory to God. So it's our choice and our decision to decide which one we want to be. Psalm 100, verse 5. Let's see what that is. For the Lord is good. Make a joy. Let's look at one. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. The truth did not wear out in 2008. The truth is still functioning. And all we have to do is get on the truth and we'll function right. Amen? Glory to God. So God is a good God. And Jesus bore the curse for us so that the blessing could come upon us. So what's the problem that things don't seem to work? I should say, who's the problem that things don't seem to work? Us. We fail to engage in our faith. I'm standing on the Word. Meantime, you've got to keep your faith strong by going into the Word. You can't just release your faith and then don't spend time in the Word where faith comes from and expect to have house faith or even healing faith. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Now, today, I've prayed, I have faith, I'm acting on the Word of God. But I have to maintain my faith. Maybe year after year. How do I do that? Keep feeding on the Word of God. Keep saying with my mouth. Keep implementing. The Word, I looked up implement. And we're talking about releasing our faith and keeping it released. It means to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish. So to implement faith for my house, I have to carry it into effect. Just personally on my house, I just got pictures. I planned it out. I did this. I thought about it year after year after year after year for the house that I really wanted. I had good houses in the meantime, but now I'm believing this is my faith thing. Now I'm believing. I'm implementing. I never did give up on that house. I never did come to a time where I thought, this is never going to happen for me. I don't even remember thinking like that. God provided us good places to live and so on and so on and so on, believing for the right house and to pay cash for it. You got to implement. You got to keep faith going. The longer time goes by, the more house, the more expensive houses get. I can't be moved by that. I've got to implement. If I want this house, I've got to stay in faith. If I want this healing, I have to stay in faith. So to carry into effect, fulfill, to accomplish, to provide with the means, this is what the verb is, to provide with the means for carrying into effect or fulfilling, to give practical effort to. So I need to be planning. I need to be talking it. I need to be thinking about it. If it's my healing, I need to be seeing myself well. You implement with your words, and then you get him to agree with you or her to agree with you and believe God with you, and you act on healing scriptures. Well, you still don't feel good. What do? You keep implementing. You implement. The Word of God is our plow. The noun of implement is like a plow, a tool that you work with, an instrument or tool or vessel as implements of a trade. The Word and faith is our tool. We implement what we want to come to pass with our words backed up by faith. How does faith come? By hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's more than just words. Words are very important because that's how you actually get it out there. But they have to come out of a heart of faith. They have to have the word in there to have faith. So it's not just positive confession. Positive confession is good, but it doesn't have any power to it without the word in there. So it's the word coming out your mouth, backed up by the word that you put in your eyes and your ears and in your heart. That is the way you implement glory to God. So our faith tool is our words. The faith comes by hearing words of faith, gets in our eyes, in our ears. It gets down in our heart, out of the midst of our heart. We speak words of faith. We release our faith. That's the way God created the world. He said, let there be. And there was. And it was good. We can see without a doubt the will of God in Genesis 1. God did his work. He did his work. He said it. He did this. He said it. He did this. And then he looked at it and he said, it's good. Glory to God. Why did he make it good? Because he's good. It came out of him. He's good. What does it mean when we engage? That means we're going to have a faith fight and we're going to win. And we're not going to quit until we win. It's not over till it's over. We're not going to quit. We're not going to stop our confession. We're not going to add unbelief to our confession. Well, maybe it's not working. I don't think it's working this time. Oh, honey, hadn't it been a long time since we've been believing for this? Do you really think it's going to work? You are not engaging. You are not pressing. You are not implementing faith. And you know what? You're not going to get it. You might get it in the natural, but you won't get it by faith. Faith has to be implemented.
I spent 4 years in college, and I graduate this year.
I was looking forward to retiring soon.
Look at the economy.
I've lost all of my retirement.
People are being laid off right and left.
Now what?
What if I can't even find a job?
In a world of uncertainty, many people are living in fear. But the Bible tells us that there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Are you walking in love or walking in fear? Kenneth Copeland Ministries presents The Love Factor, Living Life Without Fear, a teaching CD series. Through practical and insightful teaching, Kenneth Copeland will show you the importance of love and how you've been born into a family of love. Don't let fear contaminate your faith. Remember, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Factor in God's love and decide to live life without fear today. To order your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Love Factor, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $15. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Factor in God's love and make the decision to live life without fear. Order your copy today.
Bill and Gwen Ricks of Childress, Texas have been married for 44 years and raised two children. Bill served as a state trooper for 28 years and retired as a sergeant. Bill and Gwen are longtime partners of KCM, and serving God has been the lifetime priority for the Ricks family.
We've been coming to the conventions for over 20 years, and the Kenneth Copeland Ministries has introduced the love of God into my life, into our marriage, our home, our family, our children, our son and daughter. They and their spouses are partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministry today. Our grandchildren love Kenneth Copeland Ministry.
That love that we learned, that developed in our lives through studying the words, through listening to Brother Copeland, coming to the meetings and everything, has caused us to be stronger and stronger and stronger. We're a pretty tight family.
What kind of tangible benefits have you seen from putting these principles into practice?
You know, in November of last year, I lift weights, and I thought that I had pulled a muscle in my shoulder back here. I kept waiting for it to heal. And so we went out to the emergency room one night there to see if they could give me a shot or something in that muscle. And they put me on a helicopter and sent me to Amarillo and said that they're going to have to open heart surgery on me.
Had you ever had heart problems?
Never.
No, because I'm saying, no. This, you don't understand. He's an athlete. He doesn't. He takes care of himself. It's not his heart. No, it's not. And my son-in-law is a nurse practitioner, and my daughter-in-law is a nurse. And they were standing there, and I said, when they finally told us that we were going to Amarillo, I told my son-in-law, I said, you go call Kenneth Copeland Ministries now. So he did, and he came back, and he said, they prayed with us, everything's going to be fine. I said, well, I know that. So we stood there, and we watched him. My daughter watched him get on that helicopter, and I grabbed the helicopter pilot, and I said, you understand that the blood of Jesus covers this helicopter and my husband? He said, yes, ma'am. And so my daughter stood there, and she watched him go off, and she said, my father will live and not die, and he will declare the works of the Lord. And that's what he did.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I remember hearing Brother Copeland say that, when a member of their family goes into the hospital, they just take over that hospital. We did. Now, I don't mean by that we went in and were arrogant or obnoxious. We had favor with everybody in that hospital. They were wonderful to us. But our little close-knit family, all partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministry, were there. They would let them in the room with me prior to the surgery, I think a few minutes each hour. And when they would come in, they would get the Bible and stand by my bed and read scriptures to me, like the 91st Psalm, 103rd Psalm, and so forth. They did the heart cath on Wednesday the 14th, did the open heart surgery on Thursday the 15th, did five bypasses. And they released me from the hospital that Monday morning. The doctor told me, said, your heart is fixed. Go enjoy life. I said, I can do that. And I was back at work in, I believe, about 3 weeks, maybe just a few days over 3 weeks. I had, as Brother Hagin said, I passed up several opportunities, good opportunities, to be depressed or discouraged. And we just kept focused on the Word, confessed the Word, and everything is great. I'm again lifting weights, working out every day, and enjoying life.
Praise God.
And you know, open heart surgery was not God's best. But I missed it in some areas. One area was my diet, the way I was eating. But he brought us through that. There was peace. And, you know, I don't know if it hadn't been for the things we've learned through Kenneth Copeland Ministry to be doing, to put into effect, if I would be here today or not.
Mm-mm, probably wouldn't.
But I don't believe I'd be living the quality of life that I'm living Mm-mm. today. Mm-mm.
It was supernatural. But that's the way our whole life has been, really, since we started listening to Kenneth Copeland. I don't know Kenneth and Gloria personally, but by the Spirit I do. And they changed our lives because of their obedience to God's Word. They changed our lives. And, you know, whatever they have, we can have, because the Word doesn't change. And we live this ministry up every day. And we're standing with them. And we will be partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries throughout eternity, because they mean that much to this family and to our lives.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, are so thankful. They so enjoy the testimonies from the partners and the friends of this ministry. Now, you have just seen a powerful testimony from some partners, Bill and Gwen Ricks. They went through a battle. You heard it. You saw it. Now, I want you to notice what they did in the middle of this. They focused on the Word of God. There was so much to look at, so much to distract, but they chose to focus on the Word of God. They put the Word in, and the Word they put in came out, and the Word that came out caused Bill to come out a winner. Now, I want to talk to you about the love factor. This is a new CD series by my grandfather that we're offering to you, The Love Factor, Living Life Without Fear. Now, in this series, you're going to learn as you allow the love of God to fill you, it will cast out fear. It will cleanse you of all fear until you come to the place where your faith is completely uncontaminated. Love is the most powerful thing on the earth. You need to get a hold of this. You need to get this word down in you. Now, in today's message, you heard my grandmother Gloria teaching about whatever comes to you, whatever the storms of life that get thrown at you. If your house is built on the rock of the Word of God, if it's built on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will weather every storm. You need to be hearing this. You need to get the Word of God in you until you come to the place the Word of God is coming out of you. Stay full of the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. Live the Word of God. Pray the Word of God. It's not over until it's over, and God gets to say when it's done. Now, I want to tell you about the meetings that we've got coming up. My grandfather, my grandmother, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are coming to the West Coast Believers Convention in Long Beach, California, June 29th through July 4th. Again, that's in Long Beach. And you need to be in these meetings. If you live anywhere in that area, or you can make it to those meetings, we've got people coming from all over the world. Get in there, hear the Word of God, let it change you. If you need more information, go to kcm.org. Thank you for being with us today. This is Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, He is love, He is light, and He is life. He is the source of all life.